Welcome to Hip Hop Movie Club, the show that harmonizes the rhythm of hip hop with the magic of movies. On today's episode, we present our live talkback at Steel Stacks after our screening of the 1985 classic Crush Groove, starring Run-DMC, Blair Underwood, and a cast of thousands. We want to thank Anthony DeSanctis at ArtsQuest and our man, DJ Arm18, Andrew McIntosh, for helping us launch this series. We're three old heads who put their old heads together to vibe on these films for you. I'm Dino Wright, podcaster, filmmaker, longtime hip-hop fan, and the last time I saw the Beastie Boys was with Tribe Called Quest and Money Mark in 1998 at Continental Airlines Arena.
I'm JB, 80s and 90s nostalgia junkie, longtime hip-hop fan. And one of my greatest and silliest childhood memories involves me and my two friends constantly shouting lyrics to You Be Illin while we traipsed through the Philadelphia Zoo. No joke.
I pay to see that. I'm Boogie, a DJ, longtime hip-hop fan, and I grew up on this movie, and it's remained one of my all-time favorites. I still own the original soundtrack on wax.
And now, our live talkback on Crush Groove.
Oh, yeah. Crush Groove, baby.
All right. So, thanks for watching.
Yeah, and who here has seen this for the first time just now? Okay.
Nice.
We have a couple of fun facts and then some trivia questions throughout so you can win a couple prizes. As you saw in the movie, Run, and actually in real life, Run and Russell Simmons are brothers, right? You guys knew that, right? And their father was actually in the movie playing the Reverend. Their father in real life, Daniel Simmons.
Yes.
And actually, this is the story. Crush Groove is a fictional record company, but really it mirrors the story of the beginnings of Def Jam Records, which was founded by Russell Simmons and Rick Rubin. Russell Simmons had a small cameo in here as like the owner of the club, right?
Yeah, Russell Simmons was the Crockett, who was the manager of the club where they were trying to get, where Run-DMC brought Sheila E. out, the guy that was looking for Run-DMC to come out and perform. That was actually Russell Simmons playing a small cameo.
Yep. And he, along with Rick Rubin, was running the Crush Groove Records for the most part. So I'll pause here and do one quick trivia question. Does anybody know the three born names of the members of Run-DMC? Can you raise your hand? We'll run a mic up to you. Only two? Who knows all three?
I don't
remember
the last name.
That's the toughest one, I think. And so Russell Simmons was not actually in the crew. Does anybody know Jam Master Jay's last name? I think that's the stumper. Okay, the late Jam Master Jay. All right, I'll give you that one. We have some more questions. It is Joseph Simmons, Daryl McDaniels. And Jason Mazzell, the late Jason Mazzell.
Yeah, late Jason Mazzell, yep.
All right, so the next topic we want to talk about is the director behind the scenes here, Michael Schultz. Does everybody know Michael Schultz, what he's known for? Okay. So Michael Schultz, director, he also directed a lot of very famous films.
Oh,
I'm just going to mention a few. Coolie High, The Last Dragon, Car Wash, Sgt. Pepper's Lonely Hearts Club Band, and Disorderlies, which featured the Fat Boys. And yes, we did a podcast episode on Disorderlies. Maybe one day we'll have a screening of that as well. another fun fact is that Michael Schultz's first film that he directed was also Samuel L. Jackson's first film from 1972 called Together for Days. Michael Schultz is 85 years old. And according to New York Times, he may be the longest working black director in history. So it's pretty impressive.
Yeah.
All right. So next trivia question. Might be tougher if you didn't know the three Run-DMC. Anybody know the names of the three members of the Fat Boys? And they did actually start as the Disco Three in real life, and they did change to Fat Boys. Three full names of the Fat Boys. Anybody?
Getting progressively harder.
I think we should all get a prize for all just being.
Jeopardy music.
Anybody know one name? Prince Marky D is one. Can anybody name one of, if anybody name one other one, you could win the prize. Buff was like a nickname, right? But the actual names are Darren Robinson and Damon Wimbley. Okay, so it's tough ones.
You got to earn
your prizes. Yeah. All right, so I'll kick it over to Boogie a little bit too. So there are a lot of hip hop stars. Let's talk about some of the hip hop stars and hip hop adjacent stars that were in the movie. So I'll name a few. You can run with a few, but
yep, kick it off.
Yeah, so you saw Rick Rubin, who's known for producing, and he produced Run DMC. He founded the Beastie Boys. He's worked with acts like Metallica, Lady Gaga, tons of different.
Yeah, he's the groups. Man.
Yep.
Well respected.
LL Cool J.
A very young LL Cool J.
The background a lot. Yeah. So he was. Was Chris Rock? I didn't notice Chris Rock. Oh, wow. I got to check that out. LL Cool J was 17 years old in this film, which is crazy. So to me, this is like a time capsule. As a hip hop fan, it's like, wow, I can't believe they put this on film. Fat Boys, Run DMC, obviously. Sheila E. New Edition. You want to talk about the members of New Edition?
All right, so New Edition, yeah. Those, they had their shiny suits on. Ronnie, Bobby, Ricky, Mike, and Ralph. Yeah, so New Edition, very talented boy band from Boston. They laid the template for what would become NSYNC, New Kids on the Block, Backstreet Boys, etc. But I love New Edition because they're such a talented group. If you, I always say this is like one of the things that I always say. Like there was the big thing called Versus when, you know, they would put one group against another group. Like New Edition is probably one of the only bands that could do a Versus against themselves. You had Ralph Tresvant had a solo career. Bobby Brown had a solo career. You had Bell Biv DeVoe had their own group as a collective. Then you have New Edition as a whole. Then you throw in Johnny Gill, who came in later, had his flourishing solo career. So like that was a like little snippet to see New Edition back in the early days.
Yeah, they formed in Boston. Maurice Starr was the producer behind that. He also produced New Kids on the Block, et cetera. Dr. Jekyll and Mr. Hyde, who's behind that?
Yeah, Dr. Jekyll and Mr. Hyde, the gentleman that you see bouncing around in the suits with the ties on, they were a very talented rap duo, short-lived, but very talented. They got a couple hits out from back in the day. The gentleman of the group who had the yellow tie, Andre Harrell, who went on to found Uptown Records, very, very big in the New Jack Swing era. Mentor to Puff Daddy, who's very famous right now, Diddy Bop.
For unsavory reasons.
We're not going to go too far down that rabbit hole, but he actually helped jumpstart his career as well.
Yep, and then Russell Simmons himself has the cameo, as we mentioned already, and then Donnie Simpson.
Oh, Donnie Simpson. Donnie Simpson was the MC of the Tin Pan Apple talent show. Donnie Simpson went on to get picked up by BET for a long run of Video Soul, one of the longest running video shows on BET at that time. And it was good to see him in there as well.
Yep. All right, time for our next trivia question. So we see Sheila E. prominently in the film. She hit number 7 on the U.S. Billboard Hot 100 charts in 1984. Does anybody know what that big song was? You got it. Glamorous with Life. Give the man a prize.
Yeah.
You want to run him up? You want to run up the prize?
Yeah. Oh, that's my alarm. Oh, that's the alarm that goes off when it's time to record the podcast.
Here's a bonus question. Does anybody know what the E stands for in Sheila E.?
Hey.
Ed's got it.
Ed. There you go.
That is correct.
Ooh, look at that. Bonus information.
Yes. Escobedo, yes. I thought it
was too. Question was why Jekyll and Hyde don't rap in the movie.
Now, they were actually on Rush's management. Honestly, I'm not really sure. I could actually look that up. I'm not sure.
I'm not sure.
Always wondering.
And the last topic is the soundtrack itself. There was a lot of songs in here that stand out. You saw If I Ruled the World by Curtis Blow, and DJ Arm reminded me that actually was originally a James Brown song, and the younger folks or the generation behind us know it from Nas. He did a version of If I Ruled the World.
Yep.
Yeah. Classic, the Lauryn Hill, yeah.
She's On It by the Beastie Boys. That song was produced just for this movie. That's not on License to Ill. That was like a single that was produced. Tender Love by Force MDs. Classic.
Classic.
One of the great slow jams of all time.
Yep. Yes. Yep. Well, LL Cool J, I Can't Live Without My Radio. And this right here. that was produced just for this as well.
Yeah.
And the Fat Boys had a few songs there. All You Can Eat was actually a song.
Yeah, All hilarious. You Can Eat. I love that song.
Sheila E. had Holly Rock. Crush Groovin' was by the Fat Boys, the end credit there. And Love Triangle, when there was the Love Triangle type scene, that's the Gap Band.
Yes.
Those are some of the key ones. There's a few others, but yeah. Great soundtrack.
Very good soundtrack.
You owned it, right?
I still do. Yes, I have it on wax. Still got it from when it first came out.
The DJ has it on wax.
I got one more trivia to give out here. Can anybody give me the full names of all three of the Beastie Boys? Full names.
Ooh.
No Sleep Till Brooklyn. I'll give you a hint. Two of them have the same first name. That was only one mic. That's right, yeah. That's one. Yes, another one. Anybody give all three?
There it is.
There it is, yeah. So does Joey get it?
Forgive Young Buck gets it.
All right. Young Buck, Joey, you get it. All right,
Jay
good job.
Prince gets it.
It was Michael Diamond, Adam Horowitz, and Adam Yauch, the late Adam Yauch.
Late Adam Yauch, yeah.
All right. That will do it. Thank you all for coming. Appreciate the support. Hope you enjoyed the show.
Yes, yes.
Just one quick thing. I'd be remiss if I didn't mention two things coming up. One coming up soon. Here's a way to remember the months that start with A and the number 16. So April 16th, Chuck D will be at Northampton Community College, the legendary frontman of Public Enemy. DJ Arm18, Andrew McIntosh, will be hosting the discussion. Again, free tickets available at Northampton Community College's website. You won't want to miss it. It's a hot ticket. Come out for that to support. And then our next event here is not until August 16th, and we will be showing House Party, the classic House Party
classic
with
Kid and Play.
We want to pack it and have a full House Party, so spread the word.
Yes, yes.
And tell your friends and family.
Tell your friends and family. Unfortunately, I think the budget may be out for the free shows. That might be a ticketed price, but it'll be well worth it.
Want to make it a real
nominal
House Party.
Nominal fee. All right. Everybody get home safe. Thank you.
Thanks for coming out. Get home safe. God bless.
Hip Hop Movie Club is produced by your HHMCs, JB, Boogie, and Dino Wright. Theme music by Boogie. Follow us on Instagram at Hip Hop Movie Club. And again, come out to a conversation with Chuck D on April 16th at the Spartan Center, the Bethlehem campus of Northampton Community College. We'll be there. Come out and hang with us. Get your free tickets for that at northampton.edu. Whether you're listening to the podcast or watching us on YouTube, we appreciate you. Thanks for tuning in.